Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 16th, 2026. God is working behind the scenes, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, KJV. We often quote Romans chapter 8, verse 28 as though it means, "Don't worry, everything will eventually work out the way you want." But Paul was saying something far more profound. Read the verses around it. He is talking about suffering, weakness, groaning, waiting, and hope. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 was not written for people whose lives were going according to plan. It was written for people who had every reason to wonder whether God was still in control. And Paul's answer is, he is. Observe what he says. All things work together for good. He does not say that all things are good. There are things in your life that may never become good in themselves. A betrayal is still a betrayal, a loss is still painful, an injustice is still an injustice. Scripture does not require you to call evil good simply because you believe God is sovereign. The promise is that evil does not get the final word. God can take what was meant to destroy you, what you did not choose, and what you cannot understand, and weave it into a purpose greater than the moment itself. But this is where faith becomes difficult. When you cannot see what God is doing, your heart can quietly begin to interpret his silence as absence. When the door stays closed, you wonder if he has forgotten you. When the prayer remains unanswered, you wonder if he heard you. When the situation gets worse instead of better, you begin to question whether he is doing anything at all. But uncertainty about God's method is not evidence of his absence. You may not be able to explain this season. You may not understand why God allowed it, why he has not changed it, or why he seems to be taking so long. Yet God's work is not limited to what you can see. The cross itself looked like God's plan had failed. Jesus was rejected, beaten, crucified, and buried. To those watching, it looked like defeat, but God was accomplishing redemption through the very thing that appeared to be the end. That is why you do not have to understand everything God is doing before you trust him. Perhaps faith today is not saying, "I know how this will work out." Perhaps faith is saying, "I don't know what you are doing, but I know who you are, and I refuse to conclude that you have stopped working simply because I cannot see the work." Your present circumstances may not tell the whole story. God may be doing something you cannot yet recognize. He may be preparing something you cannot yet see. He may be changing something in you before he changes something around you. So don't mistake hiddenness for inactivity. The silence is not proof that God has left. The delay is not proof that he has forgotten. The unanswered question is not proof that he has stopped working. You may not see his hand today, but you can still trust his heart, because sometimes God's work is hidden from our eyes long before it becomes obvious to our understanding. God is working behind the scenes. Prayer. Father, help me trust your character when I cannot understand your methods. Teach me to wait without losing faith, to endure without becoming bitter, and to remember that you are still sovereign even when my circumstances make no sense. Amen. Today's challenge. Read Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 28 again today. Notice how Paul connects suffering, waiting, weakness, prayer, hope, and God's purpose. Then ask yourself, what situation am I currently tempted to interpret as evidence that God is not working? Bring that situation honestly before God in prayer. You do not need to pretend that you understand it. Simply tell him, "Lord, I cannot see what you are doing, but I choose to trust you." Then carry this truth with you today. I may not see God's hand, but I can still trust his heart. God is working behind the scenes. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.